the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
There's no question that some kind of gun control will be embraced by the Obama administration. Looks to me like the legislation will attempt to ban certain kinds of assault weapons and ammunition. Also, the feds will want gun owners to register their firearms, much like you have to register your car. That legislation will have a tough time getting through the House, but there's danger for the Republicans because most Americans do want some reasonable restrictions on powerful weapons.
There's Bill O'Reilly expressing his opinions about some of the possible gun control legislation that is around the corner, and the debate over gun legislation is where we get started in our review of the top 10 items this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. As a matter of fact, that's the number one item on this week's countdown. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome into our review, the Talk Radio, News Talk Radio review for the week ending Friday, the 11th of January. That is run down The list of the top 10 big hits, the topics, the stories, and talk radio determined by the folks at talkers.com,
which
monitors talk radio programs across the country. Number 10, the continuing or re-emerging discussion of global warming.
Number 9,
the flu epidemic and where, especially in the Northeast, things are.
Number 8,
the Aurora Theater massacre hearing.
Number 7,
Al Gore selling Current TV to Al Jazeera.
Number 6.
Baseball Hall of Fame inductee announcement. That's number 6.
Number 5.
The Benghazi investigation. Number 5.
Number 4.
Battle over the debt ceiling.
Number 3.
Afghanistan troop withdrawal plans for 2014.
Number 2.
The president's cabinet nominations.
Number 1.
And as I said, the debate over gun control legislation, we'll spend a good deal of time on that during the course of this hour, getting started with Soledad O'Brien here, talking to Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin, who doesn't think any solution to this problem is going to, in fact, come out of Washington.
We know a little bit about what the president is planning to put on the table, and I'll throw up a little bit of what we've known. Universal background checks, we've heard that's being floated. Tougher mental health exams, we've heard that's being floated. Stronger penalties for carrying a firearm near school. This comes out of reporting by the Washington Post. What do you think of these proposals that we're hearing about from the White House?
Well, first, I'm actually glad that they're looking at a broad range of issues here, because I don't think there's just going to be one single solution to this. Quite honestly, I'm not sure there's going to be a solution that comes out of Washington, D.C. in this case. These tragedies that are occurring are horrific. But the fact of the matter is we actually have a constitution and we do need to guard our freedoms. And whether you're talking about gun rights, you're smacking right up against the Second Amendment. If you're talking about video games, mental health issues, you're definitely talking about the First Amendment in terms of freedoms of speech. So these are difficult issues to grapple with. And, I'm a little concerned they're going to try and rush this thing through and pass some piece of legislation out of Washington, D.C. within a month, and I just don't think Washington, D.C. is capable of solving this problem.
So let's go back to the Second Amendment, because I think oftentimes the minute you start talking about gun control, everybody says, I'm a Second Amendment supporter, and sure, people are coming to get my guns. So it says this, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, which has a wide range of interpretations, sure, of course, and that's what people have been arguing.
Of course, the Supreme Court has confirmed that now.
Consistently, so, yeah, absolutely. But the question is there a middle ground? It seems that there's a conversation about the AR-15s, and then there's they're coming for my guns, and no one ever has a conversation in the middle that would keep, say, small children safe in a school. What does the middle ground look like?
Well, maybe that's what we'll get out of the meeting between the NRA and Vice President Biden.
What do you think it looks like? If you could draft it yourself right now, and you get an A-plus from the NRA, so how would you draft it? What does it look like, the middle ground?
I'm not in that position of drafting that. What I'm going to be looking at is what is all the evidence? And quite honestly, as I've read into this, and this is not my big issue, gun control. I'm here because we're really bankrupting this nation.
Yeah.
But the fact is, when you take a look at the evidence, when we've had assault weapons bans, and again, that's a term really created by anti-gun lobbyists, quite honestly, to make it sound pretty scary. But these are lawful weapons that can be used in hunting. And when you take a look at the evidence of these bans, they just simply didn't work. And we have gun-free school zones, and that's where people go to kill children. So I wish there was some magic wand you could wave and you could prevent these things from happening. But these massacres are perpetrated by sick, demented, and evil individuals.
Who have access to guns, though, right?
So I mean, there are 300 guns out there in America right now, and law-abiding citizens get them, and criminals, even if we have these laws, criminals still have access to dangerous weapons, whether there's guns. You know, I don't even want to start throwing ideas into people's heads, but, you know, if people want to...
It just disturbs me that I don't hear a middle ground ever. And
let's sit back and listen to what comes out of these White House meetings.
All right, so the White House meetings this week creating a lot of discussion. Gun deaths have been the discussion for 7-8 years, as long as I can remember being on the air. These same conversations have taken place. So what is going to change? Let's find out what some of the folks in our Countdown affiliate, KSYL in Alexandria, Louisiana, say. Hosts Bob Madison and Dave Gratian talking to Congressman Rodney Alexander of Louisiana about the president perhaps using an executive order to change some of these laws.
The president is talking about, you know, an executive order on gun control and all of that. Would you be willing to introduce a bill to forever ban executive orders? And I know, well, let me finish. An executive order is not necessarily the will of the people or the Congress. And this way, Congress can avoid an issue by allowing the president to issue an executive order. Now, I know that's a little rough, but what do you think?
Well, I think it's a good idea. You know, I haven't studied executive orders in the past to see how severe they've been, but I certainly oppose the notion that the president may be looking at an executive order dealing with guns. I certainly think that he's bypassing Congress, and you know, Congress can do all kind of things, but the question is, what stops the president? Who says that the executive order has the force of law? Well, if the courts don't intercede, then I don't know where we go.
Well, that's what my point was. Go ahead and pass it, and then go to court and take it all the way to the Supreme Court and get it settled once and for all.
Well, that's a good idea. I'll certainly look into that, but I'll support anything to... Regardless who the president is,
right.
I don't think he or she needs that much authority over the nation.
Gun control, well, there's a whole controversy about executive orders and how many hundreds of them have been issued. That's a whole separate issue since the beginning of the Obama administration. Never before have there been as many executive orders under any circumstance. So one wonders about a thorough discussion of that issue. 888-302-3684 is the way to dial in. We moved through most of the top 10 fairly quickly. We'll give more time to the number 1, number 2 items as we go through our list of the top 10. 888-302-DOUG here on the Countdown.
Our buyers negotiated the best deals of the season on the best floors, and they're all priced to move at Lumber Liquidators January liquidation sale. Our best laminates and vinyl wood plank are 20% off our already incredibly low prices. Gunstock oak pre-finished hardwood, one of America's most popular hardwoods, is just $2.69 a square foot. Plus, get special extended financing. These deals will not last. January liquidation sale is going on now, so visit LumberLiquidators.com today and find your local store.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. If you have a car, truck, or SUV, you could stop paying for all covered repairs. That's right. You might not have to pay a penny more than you want for repairs. Just call 1-877-385-9978 right now to see if you qualify. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles. Just call 877-385-9978. $99.78 today and get your car protected, saving you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. Phone lines are open right now. See if your vehicle qualifies. Just call 1-877-385-9978 to get your car protected today. Call 877-385-9978. That's 1-877-385-9978. Never pay for covered car repairs again. Just call 877-385-9978. That's 877-385-9978.
We wanted a metaphor for the big deals at Office Max, like a huge... But to pass more savings on to you, we got an elephant 9 inches tall, riding a unicycle. He's a symbol of our tiny prices. Like when you buy a case of X9 paper for $43.99 using your Max Perks card, you get $43.98 back in Max Perks rewards. It's like paying one penny for a case of paper. Find thousands of big deals now at Office Max. But don't step on our elephant. Offer ends January 12th. Max Perks rewards and other restrictions apply. See store for details. Limit 2.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Doug Steffen here on the weekly talk radio review of the numbers 1 through 10. Number 10, well, we get to that at the end of the hour. We're sticking with number 1 here for a few more moments. Here's host Frank Beckman talking to analyst Dick Thompson about whether the president can legally use executive orders here.
Biden made a comment that had a lot of people saying, uh-oh, is this legal?
The president is going to act. There are executive orders, executive action that can be taken. We haven't decided what that is yet, but we're compiling it all with help of the attorney general and all the rest of the cabinet members, as well as legislative action we believe is required.
So could the president take executive action and issue an executive order that would trump the Second Amendment of the Constitution?
Well, first of all, executive orders cannot trump the Constitution of the United States. Now, you know, throughout our history, there have been executive orders, but generally those executive orders related to the constitutional powers that the president had as a part of the executive branch of government. But if you allowed executive orders to trump the Second Amendment, there, you would have a dictatorship. You would eliminate the responsibility of Congress to pass the laws. And so I think what Biden is doing is taking a posture, a political posture. There are things that the president can do in tightening up the gun laws, and that is basically ordering entities under his control to, let's say, utilize and enforce the laws that are already on the books more efficiently. But he can't trump the constitutional Second Amendment. I mean, we just had a Supreme Court decision, a couple of Supreme Court decisions in the last few years that upheld the Second Amendment as being a right of individuals to possess, to bear arms for their personal protection. So, again, if the president attempted to bypass the Second Amendment, his actions would be unconstitutional. And I would hope that the Congress would take him to task on that by filing a lawsuit declaring it illegal. In a couple of instances in the past where presidents have utilized executive order to overcome congressional action, the Supreme Court has struck that down.
Caller John, listening to WAYY against gun registration.
First of all, I am an NRA member, and I am a CCW concealed weapons permit member. First of all, you cannot register guns. That's the one thing that they're going to push for. Everybody will go underground. The guns will just disappear. Second of all, if anybody knows history, the semi-automatic weapon has been in this country for over 100 years. They're talking like this is just a new item.
All right, let's get to number 2 on the countdown in a moment. The president's cabinet nominations that came up this week.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hanselmen can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Way is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The second most important item this week on our Talk Radio Countdown Review is the President's nominations for various cabinet positions. Let's listen now to talk host Chris DeGaulle talking to Senator Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania, talking about the next Secretary of Defense being Chuck Hagel.
Some of your Republican colleagues have said this guy cannot make it through the Senate. Some comments he made back in 98 about an ambassador's appointment by Bill Clinton about his homosexuality, I think that has some people on the left particularly concerned about the guy. But what are you hearing among your Senate colleagues right now on Hagel specifically? And by the way, do you support him?
I think it's going to be very difficult for me to support former Senator Hagel because of the very specific defense and foreign policy statements he's made and positions that he's taken over many years. It's not one or two isolated incidents. I think he misunderstands the nature of the threat that we face from Islamic terrorists. I think he misunderstands the nature of Iran. I do question the extent to which he would be willing to stand by Israel in tough times. I disagree with his approach to Hamas and Hezbollah. So it's not just an isolated statement or two. Now, I want to say I think a president is due a certain amount of deference with respect to putting together his own cabinet, and we should provide advice and consent as the Constitution requires, but we should be very judicious about it. So I want to give him a chance to come in and testify. Let's hear what he has to say. But I will tell you, I think there's a long litany of positions and comments and statements. He opposed the surge in Iraq, which was a complete success militarily. Let's face it, it was. So I'm pretty concerned about having someone with that set of views running the Defense Department.
All right, next up here, talk host Lee Rayburn with CBS's Peter Mayer about the controversy buzzing around Senator Chuck Hagel.
With the president announcing formally Chuck Hagel as his nominee to be the next Secretary of Defense, it appeared, at least initially, Peter, as though he could not have made a less popular choice.
Well, I'll tell you, Lee, Washington's seeing the start of a real campaign-style fight over this nomination. You've got supporters and opponents looking for alignments in this town that, of course, is still smarting from the recent budget fight, and now girding for the next one over the debt ceiling and so forth. But this is building up to a potentially ugly confirmation fight.
You got Republicans who have some cause for concern among a former fellow Republican senator. You've got gay rights activists who have concern about public comments that Senator Hagel made while a senator. You have some concerns over his relationship with Israel, although, as I understand it, AIPAC, the Israeli lobby, is not going to be get involved in this battle.
Yeah, they say that they will stay out of this, and some other similar organizations also say that they don't get involved, at least directly, in these types of fights. As you note, opponents have questioned Hagel's views on Israel and Iran policy matters. Some say that he is soft on Iran because of past stands against sanctions on Iran. Some Republicans have not forgotten how he bucked the party on the Iraq War. He was one of the first to question George W. Bush's case for going to war because of, as you recall, suspected weapons of mass destruction that were never found. Now, President Obama put this all in one basket when he announced the nomination and credited Hagel's independence, a willingness to take stands on unpopular issues. I should note that your own Senator Schumer is among Democrats who are reserving judgment for the moment.
All right, so a lot of controversy about Hagel for whatever the reason. Your thoughts on any of these things as we quickly move through now numbers three through, let's see, yeah, we're on Afghanistani troop withdrawal, which is number three. We'll get to that in a few moments. 888-302-DOUG. That's the 888-302-3684. Comments on countdown items, email to Doug@DougStephan.com. There are, we could spend the rest of the hour actually talking about the nominations, but that's not fair to the other issues. So we continue straight ahead here on the countdown.
Wendy's presents The Hockey Mom.
Why will Jimmy score his first goal?
How about a celebratory dinner?
I could cook something, I guess.
Or Wendy's kids meals are just $1.99.
That sounds great.
Oh, excuse me.
Check 'em, Jimmy! Did you say $1.99?
It's a win-win. Now Wendy's kids meals are $1.99 after 4 p.m. Options they'll love. Smart move for you. Making parents and kids happy. That's Wendy's way.
Now that's better.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Now get 39-cent color copies in-store, at self-serve, or online at staplescopycenter.com for pickup or delivery. Ends 126. Details in-store or online. Staples. That was easy.
Ugh, cold winter weather. It makes my skin so dry, itchy, and irritated. Can I get some help, please, for this winter skin of mine?
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing has the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available. Its seven moisturizers help heal skin, so you'll stop itching and start feeling relief fast.
Ah, my skin feels like it's been on vacation, even with 10 inches of snow outside.
Itch-free, worry-free, Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
Baa baa black sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and...
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the content inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Review of the top 10 items in the talk radio world, news talk radio world, issue-oriented talk radio, if you will. I'm Doug Steffen on the countdown. Number one and number two we have reviewed already, so now let's go to number three, which is the discussion this week of the troops being withdrawn from Afghanistan. Here is Jenna Lee talking to former U.N. Ambassador John Bolton about the president's plan to withdraw all our troops.
Some new information now in the plans for U.S. troop withdrawal from Afghanistan, with the zero option now very much on the table, meaning the Obama administration would not leave any American troops in Afghanistan after the end of next year. This would be at odds with the Pentagon's view that perhaps thousands, maybe tens of thousands of troops are needed to contain al-Qaeda and remain in that country. The sticking point seems to be the issue of immunity. The U.S. demanding that any American troops that remain in Afghanistan after the combat mission ends be granted immunity from prosecution under Afghan law. To date, President Karzai, who's currently in Washington, has resisted this. President Karzai says this: give us a good army, a good air force, and a capability to project Afghan interests in the region, and then, and only then, will you get your immunity. What do you think about that?
Well, I think that's a losing proposition for Hamid Karzai. It's a losing proposition for us, too. Look, this legal question of immunity may sound kind of abstract and technical, but it's absolutely critical. The United States is not going to put its armed forces or its diplomats or its contractors under Afghan law. They are representing sovereign American interests, and our law controls. That's a point we have insisted on around the world for years. Now, this is a bargaining position by Hamid Karzai. Tough negotiation can handle it, but it's not something we should give in on.
We didn't get that immunity from the Iraqi government, and we did withdraw all of our troops out of that country. Do you think there's a real possibility that that could be the case in Afghanistan, that we do not find common ground here?
Look, I think this is an excuse, and I think the Obama administration, which wanted to find a way not to keep our troops in Iraq, wants to find a way not to keep our troops in Afghanistan. I think this is a guarantee for a Taliban takeover, the resurgence of al-Qaeda, the sacrifice of everything our troops have won for us over there. And as I say, I think this is a question of getting some good negotiators. We could have resolved that problem in Iraq if we had had the will and the tenacity to do so. So we can do it here in Afghanistan as well. I think it's less a question of what Hamid Karzai wants and more a question of what Barack Obama wants or doesn't want.
I've always personally thought John Bolton was an idiot, and he continues to impress me as an idiot listening to that. We have sovereign American interests in Afghanistan. What would those be, sir? 888-302-3684, a question to ask for all of us to ask ourselves. Why do we need any troops there at all? What business do we have there? There's no al-Qaeda there at all. Bolton, okay, I'm going to invoke my mother's rule. If you don't have something nice to say, move on. Let's get to number four, discussions about the debt ceiling and our fiscal situation here in America. Here's talk host Tony Lowry with Congressman Mo Brooks of Alabama about what it would take for Congressman Brooks to vote to raise the debt ceiling.
Jeff Sessions, Senator Sessions, says that he wants the Senate to pass a budget, and that he's not going to lift the debt ceiling unless he does. What do you think about that?
Well, I think it's high time that the Senate passed a budget. They've been financially irresponsible with a very basic part of governance, passing a budget, for over 3 years now. Now, that's not my litmus test for voting to raise the debt ceiling, but if the Senate can do that, well, that's a step in the right direction.
Would you be for it if they would do that?
I would not vote for raising the debt ceiling if the only requirement was that the Senate pass a budget. The question is whether it's a good budget. Is it going to address the underlying problem? The reason why we're having to raise the debt ceiling is because we're spending over $1 trillion a year more than we have in revenue, and we're putting our country's financial solvency at risk. So if they're going to pass a budget, it needs to be one that addresses the underlying problem of overspending. And so my personal standard is that I'm not going to vote for the debt ceiling unless we either pass a balanced budget constitutional amendment out of the United States Congress that would then be submitted to the states, something that would force us to balance the budget within some reasonable period of time, 5, 6, 7 years, whatever it may be. Or if not that, then there has to be substantial spending cuts this year, preferably from things like foreign aid, where we spend over $50 billion a year.
I don't think you get a lot of argument there. There's a lot of foreign aid that most Americans think ought not to be going to a lot of these countries who are basically, shall we say, they're not our best friends, and leave it at that. Number five, a lot of discussion continuing on the Benghazi attack and the investigation of same. Let's get started with Greg Garrison and his radio program talking to political analyst Michael Leadon about some of the members of Congress who are trying to hold up cabinet nominations until they get more answers on Benghazi.
With regard to John Brennan, the new director of the CIA, I guess, Lindsey Graham says, I'm not going to let you talk to the guy until we have our answers on Benghazi. Now, that could be just a little bit of political theater, but can we, if they have the backbone to do it, hold stuff up on the president long enough to make him fess up what happened in Benghazi?
Well, he's certainly going to say something about Benghazi, and I don't think they can get away with what they've said so far. I think a lot depends also on so-called public opinion, which in this case probably means at least some of the leading media. You know, if a CBS or if an ABC or if a New York Times or a Washington Post were to say, look, this is right, we've got to find out what happened in Benghazi, this is a terrible story, it's important for the future, it's not just a matter of being nice to Obama, not nice to Obama, this story has to be told. We lost an American ambassador and three other people. Let's get to the bottom of this. It would undoubtedly have some kind of effect, and it might even mean that one or more of these people cannot be confirmed. After all, Brennan was undoubtedly deeply involved in all of this from his slot at the National Security Council. And he certainly knows this story. And he certainly knows what the president knew, because he would be one of the people who was briefing the president about all of this.
That's pretty interesting, isn't it, huh? Here is Taco's Michael Graham with military analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Ralph Peters, about the White House reaction back to, September embassy attacks in the Middle East, and Benghazi is, I think, the focus here.
Did you hear Jay Carney getting pressed on the, okay, was there an attack, or are you still insisting this was just a movie review gone wrong? And he still could not say what members of the administration have already said in the counterterrorism division. Of course it was a planned attack in Libya.
Yeah, well, this administration never admits it gets anything wrong, ever. I mean, you know, if you let them, they'd tell you Slender was a huge success. And they, you know, it's sad to me to watch how the establishment media, which is so determined to reelect President Obama, immediately jumped on Romney for jumping the gun and jumping the contusions, as the Bowery Boys used to say, after the new September 11th attacks. And in fact, it was the White House that jumped the gun. They came out with pretend facts, outright lies. You know, it's all spontaneous. It's all about the, you know, the film trailer on YouTube. Blah. There was no planned attack, no terrorism. Blah 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 blah.
All right. I wanted you to hear sort of a replay of a discussion. There's a point to that. There is over the last four, five, 6 months, not much change in strategy or opinion from the stonewalling that has been going on, and it didn't affect his reelection at all, right? Here are our hosts, Deborah Feinstein and Mark Lewis, talking to national security expert J.J. Green about the mismanagement of the State Department.
They talk about bureaucratic mismanagement within the State Department in terms of protecting the consulate. What exactly does that really mean?
Well, according to the report, for many years the State Department has struggled to get the resources that it's needed to carry out its work, specifically when it comes to security. And they say that this has brought about a deep sense of importance in terms of being very careful about how resources are divvied up and parsed out. But it also says what's happened is State Department managers, some of them, have become conditioned to favor restricting the use of resources and may have been blinded by the overarching need to disperse resources in this particular situation. And this may be the case of the one time when they did not want to do that. And that's what the report seems to be suggesting, that this was a very serious situation and they were blinded by culture in not delivering these resources.
When they talk about systemic failures, and you just use the word blinded by culture, what all does that mean, given the fact that they did not necessarily point the finger of blame at any one or any group of individuals at the State Department?
Well, that is in itself suggestive of the fact that it's not any one individual. Not
all right. So here we have Tacos asking questions and answering it himself. The bottom line is, under the circumstances, the culture in the State Department is what they are talking about. And the reason I wanted you to hear it is because it's yet another one of these circumstances. When we look at government bloated spending, fat, the number of people that work in these various bureaucracies, and we couple that with what we're spending and what we're being asked to spend, increase the debt limit so we can have more of these people who are doing nothing, they don't do their job, everything, you know, the State Department, Mrs. Clinton did a pretty good job of cleaning things up. Condoleezza Rice made a mess of things administratively, so nobody knew who the boss was. Now they know that Clinton's the boss, but she's leaving. But she's not going to leave until she testifies about this. That ought to be some political hay, too, when that takes place, when that hearing takes place. But what I'm trying to point out here for you to think about in a collective sense is yet another government bureaucracy so big it can't be managed. That's really what we're talking about. That's what all the investigators are saying. That's where all the fingers are pointed. So that's number five this week in the countdown. Number six, I don't know what else you can say about this. People are kind of aghast that there were no players inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame. In fact, inductee announcement suggested there. Does that mean there are no players that are good enough to go into the Hall of Fame? Apparently. That's been the discussion on lots of sports talk radio shows. In a moment, Al Gore sells Current TV to Al Jazeera. How come he wouldn't sell it to Glenn Beck? Up next here.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at TubeYoungAgain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or TubeYoungAgain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We wanted a metaphor for the big deals at Office Max, like a huge... But to pass more savings on to you, we got an elephant 9 inches tall, riding a unicycle. He's a symbol of our tiny prices. Like when you buy a case of X9 paper for $43.99 using your Max Perks card, you get $43.98 back in Max Perks rewards. It's like paying one penny for a case of paper. Find thousands of big deals now at Office Max. But don't step on our elephant. Offer ends January 12th. Max Perks rewards and other restrictions apply. See store for details. Limit 2.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
You need to buy something, but you don't want to make a mistake. So what do? Scour the web? Collect sales circulars? Ask your brother-in-law? How about this? When it comes to car insurance, Geico has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. I repeat, 97%. So make it simple. Just ask a friend who has Geico. Then click or call. You could make it 98%.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Our buyers negotiated the best deals of the season on the best floors, and they're all priced to move at Lumber Liquidators' January liquidation sale. Our best laminates and vinyl wood plank are 20% off our already incredibly low prices. Gunstock oak pre-finished hardwood, one of America's most popular hardwoods, is just $2.69 a square foot. Plus, get special extended financing. These deals will not last. January liquidation sale is going on now, so visit LumberLiquidators.com today and find your local store.
Do you suffer from pain like joint pain, muscle pain, back pain, or painful arthritis? Then you must listen to this important message. Nearly half of all Americans suffer from some kind of pain due to chronic inflammation. Anatoblock is a breakthrough supplement scientifically proven to quickly and effectively reduce inflammation and get rid of pain. Anatoblock is so effective in preventing excessive inflammation and reducing the pain, we guarantee you'll feel a significant difference in just a few days. Best of all, Anatoblock is now available to try for free. That's right. Call 800-882-9732 now and get out of pain absolutely free. Anatoblock is now looking for real-life testimonials for anyone who has back pain, muscle pain, or painful arthritis. Call 800-882-9732 to get your free supply and get out of pain today. Just call 800-882-9732 for details. Call today at 800-882-9732. That's 800-882-9732. Again, 800-882-9732.
Number 7 on the countdown this week, Al Gore selling Current TV. This is an excerpt from a conversation Alan Ludell had on our countdown affiliate WDEL in Wilmington.
Al Jazeera's purchase of Al Gore's Current TV has drawn all kinds of reaction, some rather inflammatory emotional reaction to the prospect of Al Jazeera English being available on some U.S. cable systems. David Zarowick, TV critic of the Baltimore Sun, writing about this, and your thesis is the kind of bias or slant that some people allege Al Jazeera has is not necessarily what, to you, is the bottom line here.
Yeah, cause there's a couple things. One, you know, this whole discussion, so much of this discussion has been about Al Gore selling it, and it involved Glenn Beck saying he couldn't get into it because he wasn't allowed a chance to bid on it because of his politics. It's all been personality, and it's really been a shallow discussion. Here's the bottom line on this. And I've been familiar with Al Jazeera for a long time. Last summer, in August, they did a documentary on Baltimore. And it was an excellent piece of work. As I reported on it, I became upset that folks in Baltimore could not see it. The bottom line on this is I think it's a good thing that Al Jazeera America, I guess it's going to be called, but some form of Al Jazeera is available to U.S. viewers. It's outrageous that we cannot be allowed to see Al Jazeera on a cable channel when we have 10 million junky cable channels out there putting out absolute crap. So I think it's a good thing. In terms of diversity, we should see this point of view.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, let's see what the stakeholders have to say as we continue and try to wrap up our overview of the top 10 from this week. Number 8 on the countdown is the continuing discussion of what happened in Aurora at the theater there, some of the details that came out about the shooter during the week, and we've heard that ad nauseum. I think the most interesting new discussion topic of the week is all of the furor and the fear being built up around the flu problems that many people in the country are now suffering. Here's host Kerry Dozer, along with Chuck Powell, talking to medical analyst Dr. Sam Benjamin on their program about getting flu shots.
I understand your phone's been ringing off the hook.
Last night, I absolutely got no sleep. 16 calls. All of the patients, I'm sure, have the flu, and several of them required hospitalizations because of super infections, meaning they got infected with bacteria and got pneumonia.
Well, you're exposed to these patients, so what do you do to protect yourself? Because I'm going to copy that remedy.
It's called get a flu shot. I think that we people are still still arguing about getting the flu shot, and I cannot imagine why. There is absolutely no logical reason. The flu, you can't get flu from it. We talked about this on a show a couple months back. There's no way you can get the flu from the vaccine. You may get a little reaction, nothing compared to what you would get if you have the flu. Of course, if you're allergic to eggs, that might be a reason. In fact, it is a reason not to take that particular flu shot. But there is a nasal spray that you can get, which will not interact in any way with your egg allergy. So there is no reason that someone should not get the flu vaccine at this point.
If somebody has resisted getting the flu shot to this point because they didn't really need it, but they looked around and they see our state going dark red and they think, is it too late? Is it too late?
No, absolutely not. I suspect that this is going to be going on for weeks, And I think that to get it now would be a very wise thing. Remember, even if you do get the flu after you get the vaccine, which is possible, although unlikely, it will attenuate the symptoms. In other words, the symptoms won't be as bad. It's just what you said, 102, 103 fever, getting dehydrated, muscle pain, joint pain, and it doesn't go away. It's not like it lasts a day or two. It can last 4, 5, 6 days, and then you're weak for a good 7 or 8 days after. I can't see any reason why someone wouldn't go out right now after listening to the show and get the flu vaccine.
I can. Immune enhancement comes in lots of different ways. The people who get the flu are usually older folks or younger people who have compromised immune systems. I say to people who call me on my regular program, the essence of building up a strong immune system is dependent on what you eat, plus good supplements like echinacea, vitamin C, zinc, that sort of thing. Right, so you take the information and do what you will with it. The stories I've heard suggest that the news media is making a lot more out of this than really the problem. And the problem is certainly a serious one for those, again, who have compromised immune systems. But overall, the government still doesn't think the numbers will get to the point of it being an epidemic. Meanwhile, Meg in New Jersey calls suggesting everybody do what that gentleman just suggested, get a flu shot.
My grandmother's mother had ended up having a cold, and they sent her to the hospital. Ended up that she passed away in the hospital, and the proof was she had complications due to the flu. She died from the flu because back then they didn't have any of these shots around to give them the immunity that they needed. When my grandfather's mother, which is my great-grandmother, went into the hospital, she was sick, had a little cold and everything. Doctor put her in the hospital again. She died in the hospital from complications of flu again. They said the influenza virus attacked her. Now we have the shots. My grandmother and grandfather both went for a flu shot and a pneumonia shot, as I do, because I feel now we have the immunity against this now that they have came out with these shots, which they never had years ago, to protect people who died from influenza flu. Now we can prevent it, and if we can prevent it, an ounce of prevention is a pound of cure. I feel that everybody should have a shot. I get my annual flu shot, and I line all my 2 children and my grandchildren up, and we all get them, and we, touch wood, never come down with anything from the flu.
Here's David in Virginia with some thoughts on how this works in the current healthcare system.
Sounds like healthcare professionals should have the mandatory flu vaccine. Well, if they're going to be working on sick people, you know, duh, it's a must. I had the flu about 15 years ago. I almost died from it. I didn't think it was that bad. I'm definitely for it.
All right. All right. We have all sizes and shapes here. So the flu is number 9. Number 10 this week in the countdown, the discussion of global warming, the news this week that 2012 was the warmest year on record. The usual stuff goes with that. So that's the review of the stories. Number 10 on the people list is James Holm. Number 9, Al Gore. Hillary Clinton is 8. Robert Griffin is 7. Boehner is 6. John Brennan is 5. Bill Clinton is 4. Chuck Hagel, 3. Piers Morgan, number 2. And Barack Obama.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs understands the importance of supplementing with glucosamine and chondroitin for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends Glucogel from Youngevity.
Get on the Glucogel caps from Youngevity. They're a great way to treat arthritis and any kind of joint issues. And oh, by the way, glucosamine is great for helping support the vascular system, the blood vessel system too. So you'll get multiple benefits from the Glucogel caps. You'll be able to treat your arthritis and joints, as well as your as well as the circulatory system. And also, the Glucogel caps can help prevent wrinkles. The Glucogel caps support collagen synthesis.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your joint, circulatory system, and skin health by ordering Glucogel from Youngevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.